runs, and everything just started kind of clicking for the offense. What happened there?
Yeah, well, just that. I mean, we were able to get on a little bit of a roll. They were doing a couple of different things on third down. With that defense, they mix it up a little bit. So we got a feel of what they were doing, and then we were able to kind of get it going and be a little bit more productive. Got a couple nice shots down the field, and then the second half, we came out smoking there. So it was good.
You waited to suit up if you needed another offensive lineman?
Yeah, we would have had to forfeit.
Seriously, were you worried about your ability to get things done?
Yeah. I mean, we were getting down. We were down to everybody. So it was you kind of worry about that. I mean, Jeff Allen was hurting. He had to really push himself through that. So.
Was that a case where he wouldn't have gone back in unless you had to have him?
Right, most likely, yeah. Although he wanted to go back in. I was the one holding him back out, when we first started.
What does it say about your offensive line or offense in general, or maybe you're just your backs? It seems like you're on your third back now. It doesn't seem to matter who's in the game. You're getting the job done there.
Yeah, well, the depth, I'm always going to tell you, John Dorsey and his crew do a phenomenal job of bringing these guys in. As far as the backs go, Eric Bieniemy is a heck of a football coach. And you're looking at guys with big hearts right there. Niall Davis could have done the same thing. I mean, that's what they are. So very competitive guys and very tough guys. And so, tribute to them. You saw how hard Spencer was running that football. I mean, that was a powerful man out there rolling.
With regard to Justin Houston, you have a sense that there's a tear?
Yeah. It looks like it's the same thing that he had before. We'll see. We'll see how he does by tomorrow. But see how he feels, and we'll roll from there.
The playoff, you said Indianapolis.
Yeah, Indianapolis playoff.
The conditions weren't the greatest, obviously.
Yeah.
No turnovers though. I mean, that's good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Your guys.
Yeah. No, that's right. We had Tesdale Cruz watching over us. Yeah.
Watkins had a big first half and shut out in the second half. What was the biggest difference?
Yeah, you saw Sean, he had a rough first half. I mean, no matter how you cut it, it was a rough first half. But he's having a Pro Bowl year. So you saw why. Because he fixed the problem. And he kept competing. And that's what this group's all about. I mean, I was proud of him for the way he went after it. And they targeted him a few times that second half, and he was covered, and quarterback had to go elsewhere. So
you talked about Spencer being a special kid. What have you seen from him in practice and being around him as a person that's made you feel he's special and could give the kind of performances like he gave today?
Yeah, listen, he's probably not going to be a great interview. He's quiet. But he's dirty tough, and you've seen that. He's got good feet, good vision. I told you he went to LSU as a quarterback, and then they moved him to running back. So he's got a pretty good idea of what's going on around him. And as far as blocking goes, as far as what we're trying to get done schematically.
For a guy who's been so criticized for his vertical passing, what does it say about Alex Smith to perform like this in such a big spot?
Yeah, no, listen, he can do that. I mean, he's done it here before and had a nice day, I thought, today. Listen, we're lucky to have him here. He's a heck of a player, a great person, good leader. And you just saw it. He does whatever we need done, he gets done.
And what did you see specifically on these three connections of 30-plus yards with Macklin?
Yeah, well, Jeremy, he was due. I mean, he's, again, you're talking about a Pro Bowl player, so he was due to be connected with, and they gave us some single safety middle looks, and we were able to do that.
What did you see on that? They didn't end up reviewing it. That Hogan looked like he might have caught the ball, would have been a first down on that last drive, and he looked like he took a few steps, and they called it incomplete. Did you think, make it higher? Did you look up, take a peek at the Jumbotron, and he caught the ball, and they didn't choose to challenge that one? What did you see on that?
Yeah, I mean, they probably thought the same thing we did. They probably didn't have it. But I mean, they had already done one and lost it, and then, they were down to that last one. So you get a little stingy with those. If you know something, then you just kind of hold on to it.
Yeah, Andy, I've watched you guys the last few years. There have been times you guys have gone on lose games when you've lost someone like Justin. Or, you had this rash of losses, right?
Yeah.
So I was kind of curious, has all the stuff you guys have kind of been through, like going through that before, how much did that help this time that you know that you got to stay tough?
I think you learn from those experiences. I said that after the Indy game that year that, listen, we didn't handle that well. And so the next man up's got to go. I mean, he's got to go, like, now. And it gives you an opportunity. So even if you have big shoes to fill, you go be yourself, and we'll work with you. But let's go.
And I'm anticipating you're going to say me, but I got to ask if you got down there with those five linemen now. If someone else had gotten hurt, what was the contingency there? Like, who else did you have kind of in the mix?
We didn't have we didn't have anybody. I mean, we were.
What do you do?
You probably, either throw a tight end in there or go with a defensive lineman. But we were a little low there, too. So it wasn't a real pretty picture.
Have you ever been in the, you've been coached a long time.
Yeah, I had been there. I've been there. My last year in Philly, we lost a bunch of linemen. So you just kind of hold your breath on that and during the game, try to get through it, and then work it from there. But
with that said, along the offensive line, the fourth quarter that's over 6 minutes on the drive, what to say about that group?
I mentioned, that I'm proud of those guys. You had a couple starters go down, banged up, especially for Zach to have to come in and play center in these conditions. I mean, let alone just play center for the first time, but now play center in this kind of condition. So, yeah, I'm proud of them. And they worked their tail off, and they kept it going. We didn't lose any momentum.
Last one. One quick clarification. Fisher, neck, not concussion?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like that. Yeah, it looks like that. It was more neck than head. I mean, it was and that's not – it's part of the head, but, I mean, it was more neck.
He's not part of the concussion protocol then?
Well, you know what? I'll get that to you. I don't have that. They mentioned more the neck than the head to me. So.
Okay. Hey, Ted, can I get one real quick?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Andy, in terms of big picture, how big is this win? And, beat an AFC team, playoff. I know you still got, 5-6 weeks here, but can you put that in perspective for me how important today was?
Yeah, we didn't like that question.
Thank you.
No. We're not really worried about all that. Yeah. I mean, that's not where we're going. And we just got over 500. So, I mean, think about that. So all that stuff, if you keep knocking out the fundamentals and the techniques and you practice, then you don't worry about all that other stuff. And if you lose focus of that and get caught up in the stuff you can't control like that, you got problems. So we're going to keep honing in on those things and keep getting better. We got a lot of room to improve, And so that's what we're focused on. All right?
Thank you.